Right now, it is time. I can pronounce this. It is time for a Praise This. And we only have Tim Luke, I believe, this morning. Anyways, a Praise This comes to you every Tuesday morning. And Tim and Greg, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web. And I assume we only have you because your partner is in the blackout area.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. And yes, I will try not to drone on. And I will try.
You're not a droner.
I will butcher everything I pronounce.
See, but you have the problem is when you're up at auctioning, and something yes. comes up, you have yes. no choice.
But what people
work on it.
But what people don't know is that Bible, that book that goes with every auctioneer.
Yes.
Is well assembled. It is intentionally assembled. It is yes. full of information. And this is what
it
I
is.
Absolutely love about an entire generation who has seen it on TV, and therefore it must be like that. Because
right.
there
oh,
is...
that it's just, well, it's like the roadshow. Well, yeah. if you... Oh, so you must know everything about this stuff, and you can just tell me what it's worth. And
here,
it's like,
let
no,
me show this to you. Here, let here. Me show you a picture.
In one moment. Yeah. And in 1 second, let me just process that. No, no, no. And that is the major misconception. And yes, Greg, to get back to that, he is in Fostoria, Ohio. He's with his mom this week and getting things together. She's doing well. And he took her to get her hair done yesterday and sent me some photos, and it was nice. And I Skyped with them last night. So him and his brother and sister-in-law. So he's kind of taking care of business there. So he's doing that. But back to our discussion is, you're exactly right, Jill. And and it's crazy when I am going up to auction and even doing a benefit auction. There have been things where there are Italian cities or wines or cheeses or something, whatever it is, I have to get the phonetic. I spell it out phonetically and I go over everything, and so that it looks like, oh yes, in lot number 5, oh, look at this fabulous piece that we have, da 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 da, whatever it is. And going through that, it's all in preparation, and people just you make it look like you're just stepping up and here, but there are hours of preparation that go in depending on the asset class and whatever it is that's going to be sold. And you have to work on it. And having been in the business for so long, which is great, you also see a lot of other things that keep coming up. So you can utilize, which I do, is utilize that history of having sold it, know what the item is, where it is, its legacy, its provenance, everything about it, to just help explain what those items are. But yeah.
Right. No, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that in more general terms also, because, again, you have a generation that does know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that generation, you've got a bunch of people who don't know stuff. And the more segmented it gets, on one level, it was ever thus, and on another level, it's the worse it is for everybody, because the information isn't doesn't trickle down.
They don't actually know the meaning of the words. And for example, there's a young, there's a new auction house that's opening up in New York City, and they want to they want to hire appraisers to authenticate items and to verify that the estimates and do an appraisal that the estimates are correct. And I just had to speak with the young investor and who is backing this, and said, wouldn't this be great? Then people can buy with confidence and we could just do it. And boom, boom, boom. Just from a photograph, you can take a look at all this stuff and just get that done. And I said, wouldn't that be wonderful if that's what we could, don't you think somebody would have come up with that prior? That we would be able to. I said, you have so many things wrong in this sentence. And first of all, appraisers are not authenticators. And that's one of the big things that's a big misconception, that people think that if you're an appraiser, you can authenticate it. No, there are very few. There's, and fewer and fewer authenticators out there because of it is so litigious and the liabilities that go along with that and rendering. And at the end of the day, it's opinion, but there's scholarship that comes in. There's new technologies that over time disprove or prove certain scholarship or ways of thinking on certain things. So I said, first of all, you're the auction company. You have to have the people that you employ that say we stand behind this. And second is that we're not, as appraisers, we don't put auction estimates on items. You're putting an auction item, auction estimate, which is really a marketing tool to get people in to say, oh, okay, I'll bid on that. And it may surpass, it may sell within. It just depends on the piece. It depends on the market. It depends on the asset class. And this is the difficulty with personal property, because when you're dealing with stocks or when you're dealing with intangibles or businesses, there's formulas that fit into here that this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This will be worth this. With stuff, no, because you have to look at the fads that go into what is collectible. There's all these different effects that go into this, and especially now with these, we're in the height of the painting seasons with the modern paintings and the impressionist paintings, and those all took place in New York over the last couple of weeks, with great fanfare, with some things, other things going flat, and of course all the Rockefeller items going, where you have provenance that's driving that, and when you look at an item. I was doing a comparable search for a particular painting, and I saw this crazy number on this piece, and then I saw, oh, provenance, the Rockefeller. Okay, yep, that's a whole different animal. So it's being able to employ all those things and not just, oh, okay, put it into this box where there's this neat little formula that goes into figuring this out. That is where... it's going to take a long time. I don't think artificial intelligence will get there, but it will help the appraiser, will help them in narrowing down what are the similarities, what are not. And then it takes the appraiser to take a look at items and say, no, based on the marketplace, based on my knowledge of items, and based on my time in the market, this is what I know is what I feel the value is worth. And at the end of the day, when we put values on things, that is just the what we believe based on the research. And the value opinion is only as good as the research that has been done. And that's why it's very important to do as much of the due diligence as possible.
Yeah, and even this isn't about artificial intelligence per se. It is about knowing... nobody needs to know or wants to know how the entire sausage is made, okay?
Right.
But you do need to know some of the components, because in an existing business, there are already people who know and have a great deal of what is known as institutional knowledge. If you have seen, I'm making this up, if you've seen 700 Dubuffets, you're going to know more than the person who comes along with a picture of a Dubuffet and says, oh, yes, you know, please. You know, run this through the computer.
I know. And if Marshall, if you're still there, Greg just texted. He said he's been waiting. So I don't know if you want to try him on Skype. He must be up and ready. So I don't know if we have time. But you're exactly right, Jill, is that there are a lot of misconceptions and a lot of things that do go on. And then there are things that happen in the marketplace. Like this last weekend, Julian's had a large auction of entertainment, or actually it was rock and roll memorabilia. And with all of the items in the sale, they did a record breaking, I think it was $6 million. And there were a number of items that sold like crazy. And this to illustrate the point where, oh, if they were trying to authenticate this piece and then authenticate the estimate, there was this, it was an Elvis Presley belt that he wore in a 1972 performance. It was the Elvis Presley Thunderbird Ensemble belt, heavily embellished white leather belt worn in the 1972 performance in Hawaii, that was gifted to his actor friend Jack Lord after the performance.
As in Hawaii 5-0?
As in Hawaii 5-0, correct. And the estimate on the piece was 20,000 to 40,000. Now, you know, okay, so you hire somebody, oh yeah, bid with confidence, that's great. But then the piece ends up selling for $354,400, which was this record. And it was really in an area where most of his jumpsuits, an entire outfit sells for that, where just this belt sold for that. And I'm not sure who the successful buyer was, but there must have been multiple bidders, and especially online, for this piece. Now, could it be the provenance? There are so many factors. This is my point, is that there are so many factors that go into determining value and what affects it in the marketplace at a specific time when the economy, I mean, there's all these different things. So to say and zero in specifically is very difficult, but to be able to look at something and say this should do really well when you're in the auction world is one thing. When you're in the appraisal world, it's a whole different thing. And that's where the difference is, and that's why they're different. That's why one's called an auctioneer and another's called an appraiser, is that they are very different in what they do.
All right. Now, I tried contacting Greg twice, but I think that area is the dark side of the moon. It just doesn't.
So you'll let him know about that.
It says that Greg's online. We only have about 3 minutes left. I'll try him again. Like you'll hear a little blah blah bleep and see if it comes.
What I want to know is since you've been affiliated with Gurjans, if you are finding if you are finding that you are dealing with some people who do know what's how you then deal with.
Oh, yes.
Because you've got a completely
It's a whole different thing, which I love, because we're dealing with people who have a passion now, and they have somewhat of a knowledge. But what I've so enjoyed is being able to educate them about the marketplace. I just had a client down in the Miami area. And they were, you know, we start hurricane season June 1st, and it's coming up. But we have had really consecutive days of rain and thunderstorms and everything. And she wanted to get her artwork done because she had some works on paper and some other things that we went through. But to be able to, I brought all sorts of information to her when I went to her. And went through and explained, because she said, oh, well, that should be worth more. And I said, no, take a look. Here's the research that I did. None of his things have ever sold for even close to that much. So how can I put a number like that? It's more here. Let's just back. You know, she was a little more aggressive. And I said, look, your insurance company will take the premium if you want to insure it for that. But my job is to make sure that you're not paying so much in your premium, and that let's step it back. I said, it's up to you. She said, oh, I understand now. Thank you. So it's really that education side of it that I truly enjoy, is to really help them understand not only the marketplace, but how value is really determined, which is fun.
All right, we only have about a minute left, and I do believe that Greg, you there?
Himself.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I've been there
sitting
you are.
Here. Well, I've been sitting here with. Good morning. I've been sitting here with my coffee, thinking, "Gee, maybe they're running behind."
Well, no, I tried.
Yeah, run that far
behind. We tried. We tried you actually four times.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I am in the hinterland.
That's exactly what we said. So we basically said he's in the dark zone. And we gave good wishes to your mother, good wishes to you, and somehow managed to
get you on the line.
Right. But in the last 2 minutes, Greg, do you have anything to add?
We're talking about determining value.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's not easy.
I'm actually working on an appraisal right now for... because of they're getting ready for hurricane season down here. Everybody waits till the very last minute, and then they, you know what?
It's in 2 weeks. Or it's in a week.
I'm working on an insurance appraisal for a client who wants to insure collectibles that they've acquired over the years, and it turns out that what they considered collectibles ended up actually being
junk,
what we call the stuff of everyday life. And so I said, have you spoken with your insurance agent and to find out what they consider as normal household items that would be covered under your household insurance? So it turns out they sent a list to the insurance company, and the insurance company came back. They're out of the 75 items that I'm supposed to appraise, 70 items turn out to be general household items that are considered household items, and the client considered them to be family antiques. So this is why you need to have a qualified appraiser look at these things before you just bite the bullet. As much as we love the work, we don't want to have to charge somebody for doing work that
they don't need.
And right. Yeah, and or that they don't have to pay a premium that is unnecessary. Right. So always make the call. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the news from the hinterlands this morning.
Yes, it is.
Now, will you be back together in Florida next week?
Yes. Yep.
All right, and so, you might have your first hurricane of the season down there. Right?
I know.
Yes, I know.
Well, there's lots of activity going on here. I know.
Hey guys, have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, thank you too. You too. Right. Stay dry.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.